This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There is a little boy in Claremont, New Hampshire, who is trying to heal from physical and emotional wounds of an awful incident that happened at the end of August. This little boy is 8 years old. He's biracial. And his mother, Cassandra Merlin, alleges that teens at a park used a rope from a tire swing. Her son got up on a table, and the teens put the rope around his neck. And, quote, another kid came up from behind him and pushed him off the picnic table, and they walked away and left him there hanging, end quote. Now, Cassandra Merlin told ABC News that her 11-year-old daughter was also at the park there watching and screaming while the little boy swung back and forth three times.
The fact that my son was biracial and these boys were of white descent, they continued even after the fact to make comments about white pride, even after the fact that they had hung my son.
Now, no adult witnessed what happened. And in the immediate aftermath of the incident, Claremont Police Chief Mark Chase told NH1 News that his department is investigating. But he added something about the juvenile suspects. He said, quote, mistakes they make as a young child should not have to follow them for the rest of their life. But what about her son? Cassandra Merlin asked. So she posted images of the child's deeply wounded neck on Facebook. And now a more significant investigation involving the New Hampshire Attorney General's office is underway. The town of Claremont is in shock, too. On Tuesday afternoon of this week, they rallied. Here's resident Leona Watt.
This doesn't start with children. You know, you're not born hating. We're not born hating each other. It's a learned behavior. So I'm just asking the parents, teach your children well, because this is not okay. And I just want Claremont, everyone to know, Claremont is not a town where you have free will to hate.
Claremont Police Chief Mark Chase was also there.
Racism and hate are not a thing of the past. I've seen it in my job. I've seen it in the reports that I've read, the reports I've taken as a police officer. I would guess a large number of people that are standing in this audience right now, here today, have also seen it as well.
Now, of course, none of this, the alleged actions and reactions, none of this is happening in isolation. That was a point made at the rally by Olivia LaPierre, a Vermont-based activist.
Quincy's case is a single story of a larger narrative, a narrative in which black and brown people are lacking some serious visibility in white rural America. We don't have a community to support us. We are out here alone, and most of our stories go unheard. We don't have a black community or a brown community to then go find support in.
And it's almost as if other members of the Claremont community tried to actually make LaPierre's point for her. Because listen to this moment from the same rally on Tuesday, captured in a report from New Hampshire Public Radio reporter Brita Green.
The event's organizer, Rebecca McKenzie, was just introducing the night's first speaker when she was interrupted by a white man driving by and yelling from his truck. All lives matter, he proclaimed, responding to Black Lives Matter signs in the crowd. Stop making it about race, he said.
But this is about race. Lyric Merlin is the boy's uncle. He was at his sister Cassandra Merlin's house just a little while ago today when we spoke with him. And I started asking Lyric how his nephew's doing right now.
He's doing well. He's a really resilient little boy. And I think that it will take some time for him to really, you know, the physical stuff is moving quite along. But I think it'll take him some time to get over the emotional aspect. He's a very emotional little boy. So, you know, it'll take some time.
Yeah, I mean, what happened was awful. It would take time for anybody, I imagine.
Absolutely.
And how are you? How's his mother? How's the family doing?
Everybody's trying to kind of pitch in and help in any way that they can. Unfortunately, Quincy's youngest brother has been really ill with a blood disease, so he has been hospitalized over the past week. So my sister's really been tied up there and making sure that he's taken care of. And trying to respond to so many people who are reaching out and really supporting Quincy.
Yeah, well, it does seem that the community is rallying around here. But I mean, what exactly happened? We've seen the social media reports, but Can you tell us what you know about what happened?
Sure. So Quincy and his sister, Ayana, who's just a little bit older than, were playing at the park across the road from my sister's house. Apparently there were a couple of boys. I know that one of them is 13 and they're all around that age. And they had been taunting Quincy and, I guess throwing sticks and rocks at him and, calling him racial slurs. So apparently at some point they were each kind of taking the rope and putting it around their necks and were saying, "Oh, we've got to do this." And when Quincy put the rope around his neck, they pushed him off the table and left him hanging there.
How did he get down?
Luckily, sorry, I'm a little bit shaky because I don't repeat the story very often, but it's different than knowing it and reading it than repeating it. But so he was able to free himself, luckily, and he swung back and forth a few times. My niece was screaming, and she was obviously quite shaken up. And luckily, it was not tied well, and he was able to free himself and fell to the ground. So very lucky.
So he had to be hospitalized.
Yes.
And from what I understand, and his mother was there when he was hospitalized, right?
Yes, that's right.
And was he able to tell his story to law enforcement then at the hospital?
I believe at Dartmouth-Hitchcock he was able to. And I don't know what the story was for Valley Regional, because I know that immediately they needed to make sure that his airway was clear. Yeah. And he was in a neck brace. And they transferred him to Dartmouth-Hitchcock via the medevac because they were worried that his airway might close on the way up there. So they didn't risk taking him via ambulance before the transfer.
Yeah. How do you feel the reaction has been from law enforcement so far?
You know, honestly, when I first talked to my sister, I said, you know, what's going on with this? And she said, they said that there's not enough evidence. And I said, well, I don't even understand how that could possibly be. And they had kind of been brushing my sister off. And it wasn't until, you know, more people got a hold of that Facebook post that she and I had posted that anything even began to turn around and look more on the positive for any type of justice for him. You know, and it's a real shame that it had to take the word getting out for them to even take this seriously.
Yeah, because now New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has said that the New Hampshire Attorney General's office has sent a team to Claremont to help with the investigation.
I did hear that.
Yeah, and that he said hatred and bigotry will not be tolerated in New Hampshire. Has that helped things? Are things moving along in terms of an investigation better for your family?
They seem to be. And my sister, of course, is trying to be as patient as she can. But, you know, being stuck in the hospital with Junior, it's been really difficult for her. You know, they've assured her that, you know, this is moving forward and they're getting the help that they need. But it is really disheartening to see some of the articles where I think it was the police chief who stated that, you know, he's almost trying to make the perpetrators the victim. You know, not at all did they express any concern about Quincy himself. You know, they're more saying, well, we don't want this to follow these boys around for the rest of their adult lives.
Right. I mean, this is something that the police chief told NH1. He said that these people need to be protected. Mistakes they make as a young child should not have to follow them for the rest of their life, right? That.
And where is Quincy's protection? You know, this will be something that follows him for the rest of his life, undoubtedly.
Yeah. Do you or your family members know the families of the other children allegedly involved in this?
No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You'll have to excuse me. That's okay. Can I help you? She's still in the hospital with her youngest son. You know how hospital discharge is going. It's not always exactly as you intend. I'm your brother. She should be home shortly. Thank you very much. Yeah, of course.
that would be great. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hi, are you still with me?
I am. Who was that? What was that?
Sorry, that was the captain from the Claremont Police Department asking for my sister to come to the police station to talk to the Attorney General, and he said he'd like to strike this while it's still hot.
What does that mean?
I'm not really sure. That quote by itself is a little frustrating. I strike it while it's hot. I mean, yeah, I don't understand that at all.
Okay, so Lyric, just so I'm sure, so the person that you were just talking to, because while you asked us to wait, was someone from the police, from the Claremont Police?
Yes, it was Captain Brent Wilmot.
Okay, that was the captain, and he said that he wants your sister to come meet the Attorney General today.
Yes.
Okay, but she's, of course, at the hospital with her younger son.
She is, and he said, well, she was supposed to be here at noon, but that's why I explained to him, the hospital isn't working on anybody else's time. They kind of, they have a whole team, interdisciplinary team they need to get in touch with in order to discharge a baby, so.
Okay. Well, look, I don't want to keep you on the phone too much longer because I presume you're going to want to call her this is happening. But listen, can I just ask you two more quick questions? Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
So it seems like there's a lot going on right now. But I have to say, what does it feel like in the community there? Because did this come out of nowhere, or has there been like racial tensions in Claremont before that just didn't really rear their heads?
You know, it's hard to say, really. We moved here from San Diego, and when we moved here, we were from a completely different type of culture. It was certainly a culture shock. And even back then, when Cassie and I were in high school, there was a lot of that towards even us, because we just weren't from this area. And there was a lot of racial things that went on with just a few of the kids that were black in the neighborhood here. So it was kind of a whole new life for us. We couldn't believe that there was any kind of divide because we hadn't lived that way. We lived completely in blended communities. So it's hard to say. Is it one of those things that's a little bit more hush-hush? Certainly, but it is present.
Mm-hmm. And if you had the chance to speak with the young people allegedly involved in this, what would you tell them?
I'm not even sure. I've never even thought of that once, I guess. But, Quincy is, he's going to turn 9 on the 20th of this month, and he could have easily not been here. And I think that they need to understand the magnitude. Whether they're telling police it was an accident or not, there is no accidents when it comes to losing someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's really unfortunate that it had to come to this for them to even understand the potential value of a little boy. And I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
He's a baby compared to them. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and I could never imagine, and my 14-year-old daughter is biracial, I might add. I can never imagine in a million years her ever saying to an 8-year-old child to put a noose around their neck or even joke about that, because the implication of death is in that rope,
mm-hmm.
regardless of anything. And I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, Lyric, thank you so much for talking with us. I don't want to keep you on the line any longer because I know you should probably need to call your sister about the police captain's visit. But thank you, and I hope things get better, okay?
I thank you so much.
That's Lyric Merlin. He's the little boy's uncle. We spoke with him just a couple of hours ago. Now, we also reached out to the police chief of Claremont, New Hampshire, the town mayor, city manager, and other New Hampshire state officials. No one was available to speak with us, but New Hampshire Congresswoman Annie Custer did send us this statement, which includes, quote, "The reports that this was potentially a race-based act of violence underscores the need to gain a full understanding of what happened. I'm encouraged that Governor Sununu is offering the resources of the Attorney General's office to the Claremont Police Department to assist in the investigation of this matter. We must be vigilant in always combating hate and intolerance wherever it appears, end quote. There's more Radio Boston in just a minute. Let's take a quick 60-second break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.